Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Our lives are full of plastics, bags, bottles, packaging, you name it. And all of those things can break down into tiny little pieces called microplastics. Researchers at the University of Rhode Island are taking a close look at how many of those microplastics are in the Narragansett Bay. So one of our Possibly reporters, Will Malloy, tagged along to learn more about their work.
This September, I got to spend some time with Victoria Fulfer, a PhD candidate at URI.
Right now we are at Rocky Point State Park up in Warwick, Rhode Island.
Victoria did some of her research on microplastics here.
Microplastics are small plastic particles about the size of a small bead down to the scale where you would have to use a microscope to see it.
We already know that broken down plastics get into our air and water and even our food. But Victoria's study was the first one to look at the Narragansett Bay.
What did the study find out?
I'll let Victoria answer that question.
We did find a lot more microplastics than we really expected for this type of an estuary.
Give me a sense. How much is a lot more?
Well, the amount of plastic they found could make a solid object the size of a house. But the problem is, all that plastic is in tiny, tiny particles spread throughout the mud and the sand at the bottom of the bay.
But are they doing something dangerous?
The truth is, we don't know for sure. But there are a lot of animals that filter through that mud and sand to eat.
So you have clams, quahogs, oysters, things like that. You also have crabs, and then you have smaller organisms such as worms.
And studies have shown that microplastics can block mussels and oysters from feeding and play a role in developmental delays in crabs.
So does this mean I need to stop eating shellfish caught in the bay? Are my Rhode Island beach days a thing of the past?
Whoa. Let's just start with the big picture. Unfortunately, microplastics are now everywhere, in the air, in the clouds, at the bottom of the ocean, and yes, even in the bay.
This is not helping.
We don't really know what their effects are, but Victoria says it's okay to keep eating seafood because microplastics mostly end up in their guts.
If you're eating, for example, a crab, you wouldn't necessarily be eating their gut. And so if the microplastics are only in the stomach of the crab, then it's less of a concern. I don't think there's a cause for concern to say stop eating seafood.
And swimming is probably totally fine too.
I don't think there's a large risk for exposure when you're at the beach. You're not drinking the water or eating the sand, I hope. Completely avoiding them is almost impossible at the levels of pollution we have now.
So the beach is really the same amount of exposure as anywhere else.
That's a relief, I guess. But what if I'm still worried about microplastics in general? What can I do?
Microplastics are part of the larger issue of plastic pollution in general. So anything you can do to reduce plastic pollution will help, from just using less to better recycling to being careful about how you throw it away.
Your Tupperware, when you put it in the microwave, is shedding microplastics into your food. Anything non-plastic is going to limit your exposure.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. Thanks, Will. That's it for today. For more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.